On Michigan Ag Today, Christian McGuire, Channel Seeds technical agronomist, joins us. Christian, your area is northern Michigan, roughly, and we want to get a crop update as harvest is knocking on the door. First of all, take us through the middle of summer up until now and tell us how things are standing in corn and soybean fields.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Andy. So corn and soybeans at this point are looking both pretty dang good. We've had adequate to above average moisture, actually, for Shiawassee County, county I live in. For the month of July, we were at 250% of average. That's a five-year average from what I was seeing. So we had plenty of moisture, and that did lead to some drowned out spots. But other than that, crop was loving it. As we kind of progress out of July into August and to the end of August here, corn has looked excellent and has really enjoyed all that excess moisture. But we're starting to see, you know, some SDS, brown stem rot, and white mold kind of rear their ugly heads in some soybeans. And definitely as September progresses here, I expect to be that to be kind of the norm.
As we get closer to harvest season, what kind of a startup do you anticipate from a timing standpoint based on the way the crop is maturing?
I would say the crop in general is ahead of schedule, maybe a week or two ahead of schedule. So I think dry down should be well paced to get going, you know, for some soybeans late September, and then into early October should be rolling. That's all dependent, obviously, is if these, you know, 1 inch rain per week slows down for us, unless that crop, you know, dry down well.
With the amount of moisture you've had, are you ready for a break in that?
Yeah, we actually had a spell of about 7 days where we were without a shower, and that felt abnormal. But you could definitely tell that the crop advanced quite a bit in that time frame where it hadn't been before, just because those rainfalls kept you know, just teasing it along and keeping it green.
What's your advice to farmers as we round out 2024?
Yeah, I guess advice is just get the combine ready, because I think we are a little ahead of schedule, and expect a good corn crop and average to maybe slightly above average soybeans. It should be a really good harvest.
Are you expecting those corn stalks to stand up proud and tall all the way through harvest? Are there possibly some issues that farmers might encounter?
There's always the chance for, you know, some stalk rots in corn, obviously. I really have not seen too much evidence of that. And, you know, can't go through an entire interview without mentioning tar spot, which has actually been lower than I would have imagined with all this moisture, the pressure of tar spot. I don't think that's going to be, you know, a large issue across the territory. Of course, there's going to be pockets. Overall, things that could affect standability are not forefront of my mind to be worried about as we go into the fall here.
Since you mentioned tar spot, how are Michigan farmers in your part of the state dealing with that now on an annual basis?
Yeah, I think a fungicide pass, at least one pass, has become commonplace in most instances. Market prices obviously play a factor into that. And, you know, just getting out and scouting in July is paramount. And that has been the deciding factor for a lot of people. But I think just a one pass shot of a fungicide has become very commonplace. And that, honestly, I think is helping us get a better foothold on this disease as we get into later season.
Good update. And we appreciate that. And we certainly hope for a productive but safe harvest ahead.
Yes, that sounds very good, Andy. Appreciate the time.